歡迎大家再到嚟個議會廳啦。我哋仲有講者未準。我哋進入第三個議題，就係空氣質素嘅標準嘅國際發展。咁我哋大概有30分鐘去討論呢個議題啦。咁但係首先咧，由環知會嘅委員林群星教授同我哋作幾分鐘嘅簡介。唔該，林群星教授。
多謝主席。咁我哋呢度就係講嗰個空氣嘅環境標準。其實標準咧係好緊要嘅，因為如果冇標準嘅時候咧，好多時咧我哋做一個決定嘅時候就會係基於我哋嘅感覺。我哋覺得佢會唔會將我哋覺得空氣差唔差，咁感覺可能會錯啦，而且冇一個客觀嘅標準。另外呢個標準緊要嘅咧，就係而家越嚟越多國家或者學者咧都發覺，如果要有一個好明顯環境嘅改善咧，好多時候都需要一啲行政嘅指令或者立法，令到一個好快嘅一個改善。當然有好多人會唔同意呢個觀點，但係我個人咧係同意嘅。咁如果你再睇翻引起空氣污染好多原因，譬如話二氧化硫、二氧化氮、一氧化碳、臭氧等等等等，同埋源頭粒子，喺香港嚟講咧，我哋有我哋自己嘅標準，世衛有世衛嘅標準。如果我哋將兩者比較嘅時候咧，你會發覺我哋香港的標準咧係冇世衛嘅標準咁嚴格嘅。值得再提一提咧，就係呢個源頭粒子嘅問題。在香港或者很多國家呢，都有一個叫做 PM10 的標準。 PM10 呢，就是說10個微米粒子的大小。但是越來越多科學的證據或者醫學上的資料呢，發覺那粒子呢越小的風險就越大。所以呢，現在呢已經那個趨勢就是不要只看 PM10， 是希望看 PM2.5， 就是將10呢變成1/4那麼小。在美國的環保署就希望在2006年9月，即是今個月，就會公布他們的標準是怎樣。而歐盟就會在2010年就會公布他們的標準，而希望在2015年能夠達標。那我想大家都會相信，如果有一個客觀的標準是對我們討論問題或者處理這個空氣污染問題一個很大的幫助，至少是一個很重要的一步。問題就是怎樣能夠達至一個可行、合理又有效的標準呢？我想這個不是那麼簡單，因為標準定得太高，即是說那個數值太高，那就很容易達到，對我來說就沒有保護的作用。但是太過嚴厲呢，其實如果我們靜心一想一下呢，都不是一定是一件好事，因為如果達不到或者個成本效益達不到的時候呢，可能未必是一件好事，但我相信我講成本效益咧，就會引起很多人的反感。不過亦都係我哋希望有呢個討論會的用途之一咧，就希望聽到不同的意見。咁我都唔想咗大家太多時間，或者將以下嘅時間咧交俾大家發表你哋嘅意見。我交翻俾主席。
多謝林教授。咁啊，林教授都提出幾個好強嘅提議咧，就話即係我哋希望個標準能夠係可行、合理同有效啦。咁當然我喺實際上嗰個係成本效益，確係即係就算你話你唔理都可能，但係你最後都係要面對嘅一個訴求或者要求嚟㗎。咁我希望台下有朋友有興趣提呢個劉教授。
係科大環境研究所嘅。其實剛才的問題呢，我都很想問一問，因為我們要有效、合理、要達到。其實我想再問回基本一點，就是說我們這個空氣質素究竟這個指標究竟定來是做什麼的？因為這個問題呢，其實在不同的國家它是有不同的、理由的。譬如好像美國來說呢，它是最主要是保障這個、社會的健康，咁佢其實係唔考慮嗰、那個cost 嘅，咁第二啲地方亦都唔一定係咁做。咁我哋自己問翻，即係我會覺得，我睇翻以前香港有嘅 document 咧，其實未好 clear 咁定義香港呢個指標 最主要有冇同呢個public health 掛鈎？咁呢個係第一個問題。頭先我哋亦都睇到咧，就係話譬如講，如果呢個指標太達得太緊嘅話咧，可能對呢個周圍呢個工業啊或者做嘢會有問題啦。咁但係我諗阿林生頭先都講過，就係話如果呢個太鬆咧，呢個會係我哋好多時候就叫咗做一個 license to pollute。咁我想回應翻頭先 EIA 有個問題咧，就話如果我哋睇得太緊嘅時候，係咪所有嘢都唔做咧？其實呢個亦都唔係嘅，我哋睇翻下其他唔同嘅國家，佢有方法嘅。就算大部分定呢指標嘅地方咧，而家係達唔到呢啲指標嘅。佢哋好多時候係有一個緩衝期，或者有一個中期指標，然後等，但係好清楚咁講翻俾當時嘅人個市民知道咧，其實我哋長遠有一個保護健康而設立嘅指標，然後喺中期度慢慢收窄。去達到呢、這個這個結果，咁同埋如果當未達到之前咧，大家要做新嘅嘢，咁我哋咪去做一個交易咯。我哋所謂即係如果你要起要有排放，但已經係咁差，咁你咪同其他嘅社會裏邊有排放嘅工業，好似呢個購買嘅形式，同我哋而家呢個 emission trading 類似咁嘅架構底下，仍然可以發展嘅社會，唔係話我哋有親呢個唔達標，所有嘢就唔做得。所以我會覺得咧，其實呢啲問題咧係我哋真係問翻，我哋要定個指標係為咗啲咩？
多謝劉教授嘅提問。不過我想再講一次，即今次唔係答問題會啦，希望大家係俾意見。咁當然啦，有啲點，如果我哋覺得我哋都有啲意見，本身台上咁，我哋都亦都趁住啲機會，趁住大家喺度嘅時候，大家分享啦嚇。譬如頭先講到指標需唔需要即係所謂可行啊、合理啊、有效性呢、這個係咪需要考慮？係咪需要即從呢個角度？要考慮曬呢三點啦。我又講少 academic 嘅角度咧，就因為指標根本係環境管理嘅工具嚟嘅。咁當你諗呢個工具咧，一定要考慮到可行、合理、有效性嘅嚇。因為嗰樣嘢唔係天話俾我聽嘅，係我哋定嘅，所以就好難話唔考慮呢樣嘢嘅。即係你實際要考慮問題，當然頭先講一個好重要的點咧，就話咁我哋考慮呢個可行、合理、有效性嘅時候，嗰個目的係咩啦？即係話如果你係即係係保護市民健康咁，嗰個唔理其他啲嘢，總之保護市民健康咁得嘅嚇。不過即係我諗，即係諗方面實際呢樣嘢，我要好全面去睇呢個問題啦。我唔知道台上嘅人有朋友有呢方面有意見咧，冇我哋入好啊，黃教授。
主席，各位就回應翻劉教授頭先個問題。我諗呢個問題好基本嘅，係一個最基本問題。因為如果我唔答呢個問題咧，咁其他嘅唔使討論啦，其他你討論空氣呢個質素指標係討論嚟做咩啫？我一定要清楚咁瞭解呢個指標係有咩作用啦。如果根據呢個文件啦嚇，AC paper 嘅文件咧，佢只係講話空氣質素指標應在維護公眾利益的前提下達至保持所定水平，保持空氣質素，力求空氣清新潔淨。咁呢個同個保障公共衞生啊嗰個似乎係好似唔係好直接咁樣，所以我覺得呢個咧係其實係一個好重要嘅問題要面對。究竟你呢個究竟我哋呢個空氣污染質素係要做咩嘅？就唔係話我要pragmatic 要講過一個平衡咁，你平衡乜嘢先？平衡話平衡最大利益邊個人嘅最大利益？社會嘅利益啊，又係某啲階層嘅利益啊？呢個係講唔清楚嘅。所以我自己個人嘅傾向咧，都係好傾向好似美國環保局嗰個嘅 philosophy 嘅嗰個方針，就話呢個咧係一個絕對嘅健康嘅標準，係不講求唔計其他嘅考慮嘅。多謝。
鄧生，
因為大家都很關注世衛公布的標準，除了數字之外，我想大家都要看回世衛究竟講了什麼關於這個問題。世衛的草稿其實在網上流傳了，大家都隨時可以看，我們未看過最後的定本，但是假設那個草稿是原封不動的話，其實世衛在任何的科學討論之前就做了一個非常之清楚的說明的。 世衛係咁樣講，
小心考慮。
因應各個不同嘅環境以及平衡對健康嘅風險、技術上嘅可行性同埋社會經濟等因素，世衛組織嘅新空氣質素指引接受各國採用不同嘅空氣標準。世衛都特別提醒各個國家，當佢引用呢一個標準喺當地實行嘅時候，要具體咁樣小心考慮佢哋自己本身嘅社會經濟情況。咁我哋唔係直接回應頭先個提問，我只係想提供個資料，就係話世衛自己講得非常之清楚，需要考慮平衡唔同嘅因素。啊，這個就係世衛提出新數字背後有一個好清楚嘅精神喺度。多謝。
啊，主席，我都想好快回
應。林教。
啊，即係頭先劉教授都講過話，如果太鬆，當然係唔好保護唔到我哋健康；太緊就可能做唔到。但係其實咧，佢就話如果我哋做咧係做得到嘅喎咁。嗱，如果做得到嘅咧，咁就可能唔係太緊咯。係嘛？即係個問題就係話，可能有一啲情況底下咧係做唔到嘅。我舉個好簡單嘅例，就喺北歐北海油田咁要保護個環境，好多人好似我哋咁樣坐喺間房裏面，科學家討論下應該啲重金屬喺個泥裏面應該幾多咁樣，做完咗出嚟，大家都好開心咁走。諗起發覺咧，原來佢哋定出嚟個標準咧，比出邊個環境本身啊仲低好多，即係佢永遠都唔會做得到。所以這個就是說我們一定要現實一些，譬如 說香港自己日本的一個 baseline 是多少呢樣。所以剛才討論說澳洲的情況很好，但是我想要香港做到澳洲這樣的標準是實際上有些客觀的困難。所以我剛才都很同意說，可能呢很同意劉教授說，可能是要逐步逐步慢慢慢慢這樣去演進出來，而不是說好理想化咁樣定出一個好高嘅水平，大家都能夠望到，但係永遠都達到唔到。
所以呢個好實際問題，其實牽涉到頭先講到一個公眾利益，咁點樣界定公眾利益咧？嚇，咁係咪公眾利益就係淨係呢個health， 即係嗰個叫做嗰個健康嗰個就唯一嘅利益咧？咁呢個咧，大家係有一個討論嘅地方嘅。呢位
，Thank you, Chairman Arthur Bowring, Hong Kong Shipowners Association.One of the few company representatives here, perhaps. I'm a little confused, and perhaps somebody here in the audience can help me with this. The WHO has set air quality guidelines based on their information of the health effects of air emissions. Now, these guidelines have changed over the years.The speaker earlier said that there is a global trend for AQOs to be tightened gradually. I disagree with that. There's a global trend for AQOs to be, or the guidelines to be updated as further information is made available about the health effects of the air emissions. Hence, the WHO is not talking about RSPs, but about PM10, about PM2.5, which is now of major concern, and even in our industry, it's PM1.Now, this is, I think, the WHO guidelines. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's how I understand it to be. It is the present state of understanding of the risks to human health from air emissions. Now, to get back onto what we're discussing here, air quality objectives. We're talking about objectives. We're not talking about standards that we can attain now.We're talking about standards that we want to attain sometime in the future. An objective is somewhere that we want to go. It's not where we are now. So we're not talking here about setting standards that we can attain. We're talking here about setting standards for the long-term objective of where we want to go in the future. Surely that's what we're talking about here. Now, we talk about the EIA. We've done on the basis of the AQOs.And that if we adopted the WHO guidelines as the AQOs, we wouldn't be able to approve as many projects in Hong Kong. Surely that says that those projects do not live up to the standards that have been set out by the WHO as affecting human health. This surely is what we're talking about here. I mean, I can't fully understand the reluctance to accept these facts. And if you wish, let's talk about air quality standards as being what Hong Kong might be able to achieve now. But if we want to talk about air quality objectives, surely we have to talk about the current knowledge of the air emission impact on human health, which is the WHO guidelines, and what it's doing to us. I personally like running. I don't run much in Hong Kong anymore. I can't afford to. My health is suffering too much. The shipping industry is a global industry. Sorry, if I can just continue for 30 more seconds. It's a global industry. We trade internationally. We comply with international regulation. We have to comply with the strictest air quality standards in the world where we might trade to. We don't comply with the average. We don't comply with the least. We comply with the strictest. The strictest at the moment is on the US West Coast and the European Union. Many ships are now being retrofitted with coal ironing. In other words, they can take their power from ashore. Ship owners being one step ahead of the game. Many ships are burning low sulfur fuel oil, if they can get it. Our association is pushing for a revision of the current international regulations to much lower standards than we have at the moment, much tighter standards. We're being proactive on this. But surely, let's talk here about objectives, not standards. Thank you.
Thank you. 呢個朋友個意見好長，我唔能夠逐一翻譯啊。不過主要咧就話佢話可以分開一個叫做標準，一個咧就係目標啊。咁就目標可以幾日可以將來達到，標準咧就唔同啦，就同嗰個法例有關嘅。咁而且就算WHO 嗰個 guideline 佢都應該不斷改善、不斷改進。咁多謝佢意見，因為太長，我諗我哋睇到有一個咁嘅睇法啦。我想睇仲有咩朋友有意見咧？鄭生，
係啊，多謝主席。咁我係鄭木琪啦，係綠色力量嗰邊嘅。咁如果講翻呢個即係空氣質素個目標嘅 objective 嚟講咧，其實我都認為應該係以健康為主嘅，即係以保障市民大眾嘅健康為主。咁即係我諗理由好簡單，因為你空氣唔可以唔吸啦。咁另一方面咧就話有冇辦法達到呢一個嘅指標呢個問題咧？咁我相信其實我哋其實而家其實已經有好多呢啲環境嘅指標咧係達唔到嘅。咁所以我諗喺呢個嘅即係論壇上邊，即係一定要我哋要討論揾一個指標出嚟達得到。嗰個話咧，我又覺得未必有咁樣嘅需要性咯。我哋嘅水質指標啊，我哋嘅水質指標其實有好多嘅河流嘅水質指標係唔達標噶嘛。我哋咁點咧？我哋係咪？咁所以嚟講咧，就話這個嘅指標，我覺得最終嘅目的咧係需要話得到俾市民大眾聽一個清晰嘅準則，係話呢一個水平咧係個空氣應該有嘅，以保障我哋市民嘅健康。咁另外一個我從另外一個角度睇咧，就話咧，我哋有一個叫做空氣污染指數嘅 Air Pollution Index。咁呢個指數咧喺1990年代執行到而家咧，其實對於提升市民嗰個對空氣嗰個質素關心咧，其實好大嘅功用。咁但係如果照我哋頭先個討論啊，係如果我哋太過着重一啲政治性啊或者可行性嘅問題，話我哋要達到即係攞個指標係可行嘅，咁變咗市民嚟講咧。將來睇嗰個空氣質素指標咧，就冇咗嗰個意義啊，即係冇咗個提醒嘅意義。市民唔知道而家嗰個空氣質素嗰個指標咧，係對自己個健康咧嘅影響去到邊度啊？咁變咗嚟講咧，我哋就嗰、那個即係對於市民教育啊嗰、那個awareness 嗰個醒覺嗰方面咧，其實就唔係太過好嘅。如果我太過着重可行性啊各方面嚟講，咁但係我哋亦都睇到另外一個問題，就係話要太過緊嘅話，我哋好多法例上嘅執行咧，要變咗可能有呢個問題啦。咁所以但係我哋希望咧就係話有一個以健康為科學根據嘅指標，係希望能夠係做得到嘅。咁當然有另外一個問題。就話好多嘅而家研究指出，就係可能有啲嘅空氣污染物咧，係冇一個安全嘅水平嘅。 咁呢個係我諗係另外一個技術性嘅問題，我哋要解決咯。但係就話我哋唔希望以一個咁嘅理由嚟阻礙咗話以空氣為主呢個嘅目標。嚇，多謝曬。
多謝鄭生。其實之前呢兩個意見都提到一個問題，其實提到一點啦，就係、是指標目標，即係如果用中文講啦，指標目標同埋指數。其實呢啲都係環境管理嘅手段嚟嘅嚇，咁你可以定一個目標，個目標十年、廿年後達到嘅。但指標咧就係一種 standard， 就係我哋法例可能要即係俾個即係呢啲法例依賴呢樣嘢去鑑定嗰樣嘢有冇違法，嗰個行為有冇違法嘅。咁但係指數就係參考嘅，頭先我嘅 API。嗱咁有問題咧，就係我哋令呢三個工具要搞清楚佢個用意喺邊，就唔好混淆咗。我發覺好多我哋喺社會討論咧都混淆咗，即係指標同嗰個目標又混淆咗啊。因為如果指標當目標用，或者個目標當指標用咧，即係仲個個標準啊，係咪講指標標準用咧？咁又唔同咗個情況噶咯。咁但係香港好似我哋又冇分開目標同埋標準啊，即係我哋而家講到 air quality objective 嘅 air quality standard 嚟嘅。
香港冇 standard，
唔係 standard，
香港冇有嘅。
咁冇咗 standard 啦，我哋香港未有 standard。
仲喺我
度講。OK， 即係我教書係要教下呢，即係講講呢啲，大家最清楚。如果唔係咧，就好混淆啊！嗰個討論即係目標同埋個揾你唔係。
主席容許我發言。香港嚟講冇 air quality standard 嘅，香港嘅 air quality objective。我同阿鄭生講 ，air quality standard 點定出嚟嘅咧？如果我哋睇翻世界各地嘅主要國家同埋呢個體系咧，包括世衛啊、USEPA、EU 咧，佢哋都係用個健康嗰個影響為依歸嘅，就唔係考慮其他因素嘅。OK， 呢個係一個好基本嘅原理，就係話 air quality standard is based on health effects of air pollutants. As simple as that， 就係咁樣定出嚟嘅。咁呢啲數字咧係有解，唔係啲數字唔係一啲 give and take， 一啲喺度計數，而係對經濟有幾多影響，對 GDP 又跌咗幾多，唔係咁計出嚟嘅，係佢對嗰個健康嘅影響嗰個計出嚟嘅。
OK，
咁呢個我諗啊，吳主席，我諗要即係我要即係清楚咗呢點先，同主席清楚呢點先。Okay. 否則嚟講，所以我哋話個討論係冇意義嘅，因為咧我哋要一定要接受 air quality standard。我哋香港咧就冇 air quality standard， 我哋用 air quality objective。我首先要接受呢樣嘢咧，係以健康為依歸，係佢做出嚟咧就係話。話俾我哋係咩信息咧？就話如果我哋暴亂於呢個水平以下咧，即係話好過呢個水平咧，對我哋嘅市民嘅健康咧係冇影響嘅，即係呢個係好重要嘅信息嘅。
OK。多謝黃教授。咁即係黃教授幫我哋嘅澄清咧，咩叫標準，咩叫目標。咁我哋香港未有標準，而標準咧，大家唔同地方嘅做法都係以嗰個健康影響為準啦。咁當然，當然我孤陋寡聞，我唔知道點為之即係個具體就話係咪唔會有人有病㗎啦？喺嗰個要嗰個水準之下，抑或係一萬人裏邊咧會有五個？咁我哋仲有拗嘅喎，就話係啦，即係五個定十個個容忍度到邊咧？咁呢個咧就會喺好嚴，其實係好專業嘅討論嚟㗎嚇。因為我生過 cancer， 我知道即係好多數據我都要去嘗試了解，我有幾多機會復發。食緊嘅嘢有機會致癌啊！咁我好緊張呢啲具體數據，睇下自己有幾多機會中招嘅在啊！仲有冇大家有冇問題？邊位？因為我發覺開始已經有唔同即有朋友多次發言啦，我想希望鼓勵下其他朋友多啲發言啦，因為趁住呢個機會啦，我希望大家多啲參與啦，因為難得我哋聚首一堂啦嚇，咁希望大家多啲發言。好 ，OK。
Good. Why are our objectives worse than China's today on RFPs?How can you tolerate that?
Ma'am.
Right now, our RFP objectives are 180. China's are 150. How is it possible that Hong Kong has worse objectives today than China? This is outrageous.
Okay. Professor Henley, you raise your hand.
Thank you. I just want to supplement what's been said about objectives and standards and now guidelines. I think it's very important for everybody to realize that no one is saying that these levels are safe. Mr. Boring's point is one that we should all take on board, that they are the best estimates at which we could and should set objectives or standards or guidelines. But it's important to realize that no one is saying that there is a threshold. No one is saying there is a clear cutoff point. And on that issue, I would like at some stage to hear a little more discussion from the government side about what they're going to do in terms of the API. I would have to really put a counter comment to the gentleman down here who said that the API helps the public understand. That simply, unfortunately, is not the case. If the government is going to go forward on this issue, it must scrap the API. The API is a totally meaningless, bogus index. It is very, very misleading. It is anchored in various ways to the air quality objective. Most of the health effects that we are measuring are occurring below the level of the objective, and therefore well below the level of the API on most days. And of course, there is no difference between an API of 99 and 101. So you can't begin to use it as an advisory in telling people what the outdoor health impacts will be at any one time. So that's one plea. In the next session, we're going to talk about engaging the public. And one of my pleas is that the first thing we should do is achieve transparency and tell the public that we're going to get rid of the API and talk about the concentrations. People can understand concentrations just as they can understand the odds at Happy Valley or Sha Tin. So let's talk about the absolute values, because those are the ones that have the meaning, and as Mr. Boring says, those are the ones that the regulatory authorities, the expert bodies, have used to set these standards or guidelines or objectives. Thank you.
Professor Henry 嘅意見，我又好難完全將佢翻譯㗎啦。不過佢即係批評到其中個空氣質素指標達唔到佢嗰個作用，就係教育公眾對認識呢個空氣污染嘅影響，特別係即係嗰個對於身體健康嘅影響咁嚇。咁呢個佢意見。不過我個人覺得就API 喺度咧，點都起碼睇到啲人都關心下空氣污染嘅變化嚇。佢係咪話到俾我聽好定唔好咧？有陣時因為以前講話咩收氧量幾高幾低咧，即係啲人係冇乜感覺嘅。二氧化硫、二氧化氮幾高幾低咧，啲人唔容易感覺嘅普通工作啊。仲有冇意見咧？關於呢一個題目啊，係後一位先生。
I'm Professor Lee from Hong Kong Poly U. Actually, several feedback. First one, I think API actually do provide some general knowledge for people who do not know API, and the one single number actually is good. But today, I think the topic should be focused on review air quality objective, not review on API. So we better focus on air quality objective. And for the previous answer, the Chinese ambient air quality standard, because I teach the air quality, I compare, less student to compare. The 150 PM standard actually is the cleanest, which is located in residential area, because they differentiate industrial PM standard, the urban standard, and also the rural standard. So it's hard to compare just with the cleanest air quality standard in China. Okay, that's my comment.
Okay.
呢個範疇指出好重要，即係大陸可能個指嗰個 PM 10咧都有唔同嘅應用嘅，即係市區、郊區咁。咁香港咧其實有城市，咁所以可能就好難直接呢個做一個對口嘅比較嘅。仲有冇意見啊？後面呢位。
我是 Grace Lam 的 ExxonMobil， 我聽到大家有咁詳細的討論關於目標啊、指標啊、標準啊、指數啊之類，咁其實正正咧就係點解會咁混亂呢？我自己覺得啦，就係帶出一個問題，我哋始終都係要面對，暫時係未有結，即係未有結論或者詳細討論，就係究竟其實長遠咧，我哋香港係咪需要一個好清晰嘅環保嘅政策咧？即係如果你話有一個好詳細同埋好清晰，好容易明瞭，亦都係跟得到嘅。即係可行啦，有效啦，即係 Cool Professor 講可行有效，即係可以達得到嘅目標啦。咁嗰係一個長遠嘅理想嚟嘅，因為其實我自己覺得目標係長遠嘅，指標係短暫，一定要嘅。即係譬如今年、明年三年內我要達到啲咩指標，嗰係一個 target。但如果我哋講目標 objective 咧，其實我哋講緊係比較宏觀啲，同埋高層次啲咁去睇整體香港嗰個 air quality。而 air quality 本身其實即係我覺得亦都係成個環保嘅一個好重要嘅一個環節，環保唔係淨係 air quality 啊嘛。咁所以呢啲嘢係冇矛盾嘅，亦都係講緊唔同嘅 measurement， 只係唔同嘅角度去睇。咁如果你講標準或者係指數嗰啲咧，我自己會覺得係一個performance assessment 嘅方法，即係你嗰個達到嘅水平暫時去到邊咧，夠唔夠水平咧？喺呢個水平之下，係咪就會即係有危險啊，或者係都安全啊之類？咁呢啲就係要專家去定啦。咁嗰啲係比較具體一啲嘅工具嚟嘅。咁講翻轉頭，其實都係帶出嘅問題就係話，暫時嚟講，我哋睇唔到有一個好清晰、好長遠嘅嘅環保嘅政策咯。即係譬如話，包括你所有而家喺 manufacturing 啊，或者甚至喺 transport 又好，或者喺 power generation 喺任何 industry 所用嘅 fuel 嗰個質量啦，佢個 fuel mix 啦，其實邊個係先係最理想？因為每個國家咧，你睇日本啊嗰啲，佢嘅 natural gas 嗰個 percentage 係好高，佢政府規定佢要咁高嘅。咁香港做唔做得到咧？咁咩情況之下可以做得到？咁另外一個範疇就係、譬如話政府點樣有咩 incentive 俾到各個唔同嘅 industry 可以去 incentivize 佢哋，去 motivate 佢哋去達呢個標準咧？如果你淨係 set 一個 target 嗱，你哋去做啦咁，咁咩叫做到係咪就有獎咧？做唔到係咪有罰咧？獎又點獎呢？罰又點罰呢？咁呢啲都係一個長遠嘅環保政策所要包括嘅範圍咯。咁甚至你話即係排污嘅標準咁係咪所有排污都係唔好好似犯罪咁？你排少少污就係一個罪惡嚟㗎啦，你點樣洗脱你嘅罪名啊？咁你喺一個咁現代嘅社會，你每一個 manufacturing process 一定會有 emission 㗎嘛？咁有邊一個即係標準係 tolerable 係大家都接受到？咁我覺得呢啲咁嘅嘢咧，就係要定嘅，即係一定要同業界有個好close dialogue， 同埋即係我有少 professor 講要 reasonable 咯，即係業界係咪真係達得到咧？喺佢咁嘅環境，如果佢破曬產咁都要達到，咁係咪即係一個對社會整體嚟講係咪合理咧？同埋係 in the end 可能都係社會自己去 suffer。多謝。
多謝呢個意見。因為時間都過咗呢個環節啦，咁或者我哋進入下一個環節，等林教授可以繼續呢個討論，因為下一個環節根本就係討論檢討香港空氣質素指標同埋公眾參與嘅需要。我哋餘下都仲有差唔多50分鐘，我交俾阿林教授。